members of the group ourselves issued a statement last night where we totally said strongly that we believe that what Mick Wallace has done has been wrong, and that he should also be as held as accountable as any other Irish citizen, and receive whatever the rigours of the law are in relation to what he has done.
Now, Paul Begley, the head of Ireland's largest fruit and vegetable producers, he was jailed for 6 years for defrauding the revenue of €1.6 million. Mick Wallace has defrauded the revenue of €2.1 million. If he's to be treated like every other citizen, he should be facing a lengthy prison sentence here.
Well, he should certainly be facing due process if that's what the revenue decide. And the revenue are an independent body, and it's a matter for them to decide whether they wish to take this case any further. I'm not fully aware of the circumstances in relation to the case you mentioned, but I do know that in Mick Wallace's case, he actually brought the discrepancy to the attention of the revenue himself. And whether that has any bearing on what the revenue decide in the future, I'm not sure. But I think that it would be it is appropriate that they would make their decision based on their own rules.
If it comes to it, will you vote to censure Mick Wallace and the Dáil?
I think the Committee on Procedures and Privileges, as I understand it, will be considering the issue in the coming days or the coming week or so, if they put forward a motion of censure, and that has, and totally in line with what their terms of reference are, well then I can't see any problem in supporting it at all.